Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Touchgrass Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Johnny Romano.
And I'm Grayson Green.
And welcome back. Another podcast. Grayson, we're on form at the moment. We're really firing out the content, aren't we?
Absolutely smashing it. 2024 is going to be our year. And like you say, if you don't like it, touch grass. But we're here to stay. We're here to mow that lawn. We're here to give you everything you want to know about the local scene.
Yeah, we're doing as much as we can. The power rankings have just come out as well. So obviously make sure you check that out if you haven't already. Like we said, we're going to bring as much content as we can this year. And this is no different because there's been a monumental announcement. I will get this up right now on my screen. It was announced by WrestleFest DXB that there's going to be a big event going on. We all know there's a big event going on in Dubai in a couple of weeks' time. From the 2nd, the 3rd, up until the 4th. February, WrestleFest DXB, and I quote, they posted, "Get ready for an incredible extravaganza. Not just one, not two, but an exhilarating 3 days of non-stop wrestling action at the Middle East premier pop culture and gaming event, PopCon ME. More details on the program to be announced soon." And this is massive news. This means that WrestleFest DXB is going to be there showing live in front of a PopCon crowd. There's going to be a lot of pops, that's for sure. There's going to be popcorn, there's going to be pops, there's going to be event, everything that you can imagine. But DXB are going live to the pop culture. They're going to dominate, and they're not just going to be a sideshow. They're going to be the main show indeed. So that is massive news, isn't it, Grayson? Massive news at DXB.
This is huge, mate. This is huge. Because originally we saw Fires, who was the ambassador for PopCon. We posted that on our Instagram. We were super excited. We're like, oh, wrestlers finally reaching out, going to other places, not just trying for it to come to them, but they're reaching out to other sort of companies to try and get a more sort of more eyes on the prize for WrestleFX DXB. And then all of a sudden, a few days later, bring, phone call up. "Guys, we've got some exciting news. We're going to PopCon." And how excited were we? We were excited, mate. We were super excited. And not like you said, not just a sideshow, not a sideshow Bob, but literally the main show. It's unbelievable.
The main show itself. What? And it's 3 days as well. So it's going to be the Friday, Saturday, and the Sunday. Like we say, it's not going to be a sideshow. It's massive because we all know wrestling. We're big fans of wrestling, and it is obviously part of pop culture. It always has been, you know, back into the days of MTV with WWE and South Park and everything, like kind of all the lines were blurred together. Obviously it went down a little bit. Obviously we're in the Middle East, so a lot of people know about, you know, WWE, maybe about AEW, maybe WCW back in the day. But to have a local homegrown company able to fly the flag for local wrestling and making that more of a thing in pop culture, it's going to open doors to a lot of avenues, because there's going to be a lot of people that go to that event, whether it be cosplayers, whether people be dressed up as wrestlers. I think, oh my God, there's local wrestling here. How did I not know about that? Well, I know now, and wow, I'm going to be going to these shows now, see more. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of people that are going to go to the event, and they might have not known that there was wrestling on in the Middle East. This should hopefully pass over and bring even more crowds to DXB, shouldn't it?
It's about time. 2024 is going to be an outstanding year for WrestleFX DXB. We start off with a bang. Not only have we had an amazing event on the 13th of January, we have Tarkus and Takedown on the 27th, and now we've got this PopCon event at the beginning of February, and I believe there's another event happening late February as well, early March. It's absolutely been an outstanding start to the year by WrestleFX DXB, and this PopCon event is just putting an exclamation mark on what is already a great start to the first quarter.
Well, obviously what they've done here is target an audience that may not know that wrestling is in the Middle East. Yeah. It's a massive turnover. Basically, there could be so many people that we know. Like we're saying, there's lots of cosplayers that are going to be there, lots of wrestling fans that are going to be there. Might be people dressed up as wrestlers themselves. And then to be able to watch wrestling, get to see, you know, your Sexy Sams, your Shaheens, and all these kind of competitors actually in the ring, Ramsey with a belt. If you see a bit of that live in action, obviously the environment is going to be in a more relaxed environment. You're going to want to see more, aren't you? That's going to be the crossover.
Exactly. You're going to see your favorite wrestlers wrestle each other, because this, I believe, that is have nothing to do with storylines going outside of WrestleFX DXB. This is about them putting on a show for the audiences, and maybe they'll get invested in a certain wrestler then to come to the event to see the storyline proceed and outweigh, outlast, and outsee what's happening, basically. So I'm excited for it.
I believe these events are going to be canon, yeah. Non-canon. They're going to be more filler. But obviously, that's it's going to be an intro to new fans. That's the point.
100%.
PopCon is going to be full of people who love gaming. It's going to be full of people of the Pokemon. It's going to be full of people of the anime. It's going to be full of people who love wrestling. It's going to be full of all sorts, you know, sci-fi.
People like us. People like us, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
if I didn't know about DXB, and I would go to Comic-Con, I go to PopCon anyway. I went to the last PopCon. I think it was the first one they'd done for a while, or the first one in general. It was massive. I think it was at Expo City. And I didn't know about WrestleFest DXB. I've gone to PopCon and I've seen wrestling. I'd be like, hold on a minute. I've got to watch this. Da, 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 da. And obviously, depending on how it all went and obviously the environment of it, I'm going to go and find out where exactly that is. You know, I'm going to find out how to watch more.
Exactly. I'm a huge wrestling fan. You know, I've been here for 16 years and the only way I found out wrestling was here was from you, Johnny. You know?
Yeah.
And that was back in the day. That's how this all began, basically, from my love of Dragon Ball Z, for wrestling, for anime, for football, for all sorts of stuff. And now getting that in the forefront of people's minds and having it as such a prestigious and an amazing event that could, I don't know, quantify maybe about 40,000 people coming through the doors. You just don't know. But if we even get 1% of that coming to the shows, that's a sold out arena every single time.
Yeah, it's massive. It's huge. Yeah. It's exciting as well. Obviously, we're going to be there on the Friday doing live commentary, possibly on the Saturday as well. And we'll cover as many matches as we can in general. And obviously we're going to be doing a review as well of the event, the whole event at PopCon, the environment. It's going to be great to see people come out, and it's like putting a bit of a face behind the XB. So you get to see the like of your Shaheen. Obviously we've talked about an ambassador of PopCon himself, Fires. Obviously he's been approached and made an ambassador, and he's talked about the history of coming up as a local following WWE, and obviously how he's trained with WWE wrestlers in the UK and at the first Emirati on UK soil. So obviously he's classed as a villain, isn't he? And he goes off that and fires a villain. And obviously he's big into his pop culture, comics, cartoons. And we know this is all a crossover. So it's exciting. That's a foot in the door already with Fires as an ambassador. We're now doing a live show at PopCon as well, which is going to be the biggest show in DXB history, and that's just a damn fact. Obviously we've had massive stars come over, international stars, but like you say, there could be close to 50,000 people over the weekend coming from all over internationally. You know, it could be people on holiday. So this kind of audience that you could be building and expanded to, it's never ending, really. It's massive.
It's huge. And if this becomes an annual event, if we do PopCon every single year, are we going to see like a PopCon belt on the line every single year? Could there be a belt?
Well,
could there be anything?
I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah. Every year.
Like the duel in, you know, what was it called? The Royal Rumble.
Oh.
In Saudi Arabia. They had the big green belt.
Oh, the crown jewel belt.
The crown jewel belt, yeah. Whatever it could be something like that. It's more of an incentive as well, and people get to see a title match as well, you know, the king of PopCon.
Yeah, then international celebrities or international wrestlers can come over, try and win that belt, they take it around with them. It's PopCon advertisement all around the world. You know, WrestleFest DXB and PopCon belt around the world. Defend, like you said on one of our podcasts, defend it anywhere, anytime. Come get it.
I think it's a massive crossover, A, for PopCon. We know there's a massive event, so obviously we all know Comic-Con. Taking place in Abu Dhabi. It did used to be in Dubai. This is going to take over now as the biggest pop culture event in Dubai. And there's going to be a lot of backing behind it. It is the number one pop culture and gaming event as well in the region. And obviously, if it is an annual event, I don't see why it wouldn't benefit both, like you say, PopCon and DXB, to come up with a long-term partnership. It's going to attract even more wrestling fans to the event. And like we say, it really, really fits in with the criteria fan you're looking for DXB. It's those kind of fans. It might be families as well they want to come and bring. So the doors are endless. The doors that are opening are endless. And it's a really, really big thing for DXB to be able to do this because, I mean, in the UK, you get small little indie shows, Comic-Cons and little events. Festivals and stuff like that, but this is really a festival of pop culture, which wrestling is such a big part of, and to be able to bring that to the masses at PopCon on the 2nd, the 3rd and the 4th of February, it's going to be a special thing to be part of, special occasion.
Oh, I'm excited to see one of our sponsors down there as well, Misfits. They're all vegan. They're going to be down there as well. What, the first vegan pop-up.
Misfits Kitchen.
First vegan pop-up for there. So that's the first as well. First DXB and then first Misfits. Well, mate, I'm excited for this.
And I believe Crypt is also hosting as one of the judges for one of the cosplay events as well. So it's just got DXB everywhere, hasn't it? We're everywhere.
It is. We might have to do a little bit of some live streaming from my Instagram down there, you know? Just go down, say hi, show what people are missing out on, put it on our Instagram, see what people are missing out if they're not there. And then if there are some fans there, come say hello to us as well.
Yeah, why not? Come say hello. Yeah. We're going to be there anyway. So yeah, why not come and have a little chat with Grayson and Johnny. We're very nice guys. But I'm just so excited. It is so big. And like we were saying at the prediction podcast, the year prediction, which I believe is getting released soon. We had some big predictions about what's going to be happening. And obviously this is something that we never even thought would have been possible, especially last year. But starting the year with a bang, the biggest pop culture event in Dubai, hosting not just one day, not just a match, for 3 days, one of them on the main stage. Now, last time there was a PopCon, I think it was 2 years ago, maybe a year ago. It was at Expo, I believe. Yeah, it was at Expo. I was there. I went down. And obviously the layout's going to be different this year. We know it's at Sky Dubai this year, Fly Sky Dubai. So we don't really know how the setting's going to be. But I mean, it all seems quite open there. So if they have one of the main stages there with a backdrop of maybe, would it be around the ocean as well, around that area? Is that where it's going to be? I mean, it's going to look absolutely amazing. Forget the Jerry Cruise. This is the WrestleFest cruise on land next to water. It's going to be awesome. I mean, the setting is just going to be fantastic. And I mean, that will go viral. Having wrestling matches around the ocean. I mean, if you're an international star, why would you not want to come over and possibly come over, you know, do some signings for PopCon and then get to wrestle at a big event, you know, in the ocean with possibly thousands of people watching? I mean, this could be one of the biggest groundbreaking whole things in wrestling, really. Has it been done like this? I think this is quite massive, really.
I don't think it's been done like this, but I have one request. If there's any wrestler listening to this who is part of WrestleFX DXB, someone wants to parachute in as their entrance. Amazing. Come down. Your entrance is just you with a bunch of smoke behind you. Your music's blaring and you land right next to the ring and make a sort of like, you know, like when you see them in like Bond where they just lift off their shirt and it just comes straight into the ring. Smooth as
well. I was wondering where you were going with that. Lift off something. Maybe we see Grayson flying. You never know. I'll pay for it.
I'd love to.
I'll do it. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, get it funded. Down. Do a GoFundMe. Yeah. Let's kick Grayson out of a plane. So it's exciting. It's going to be amazing. If you're lucky, not paying for that. Yeah. No, but it's going to be exciting. It's massive. It's massive news for DXB. It's massive news for TG Dub because we're going to get the honour of covering it. And obviously, we're going to be firsthand in there. It's going to be the first time we've experienced anything like this. It's going to be great to cover all that, do some podcasts about that as well. And hopefully it can be an annual thing and we get to go down and see it, like we say, year after year. And maybe the more it gets out, the more people are going to want to fly in and come and see it. The battle on the ocean or whatever, you know, it may be. So it's exciting. It's really good. Like you say, Misfit Kitchen is going to be there, the first ever vegan pop-up food store as well. So make sure you get down there and get some tacos. We had some at the last event. They were awesome. I had the vegan chicken. I think you had the vegan chili as well.
I did.
Unbelievable stuff. Great food, great vibes. And obviously with wrestling, it's just great vibes, isn't it? It's just great to be around. So I believe the setup's going to be massive. The weekend's going to be huge itself. And like I said, we're going to do commentary and make sure we bring you as many matches as we can. I mean, it's hard to do. Maybe near the time we could do a prediction show for it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to release any match cards just for the diehards who are going to be there anyway, because we know there is certain diehards who will go to every show regardless of where it is or when it is. That goes without saying. I wonder if they're going to do anything like that. If they do, we will do a prediction show. But all I'm going to predict right now is that it's going to be an absolute barnstorm. It's going to be awesome and you need to go and see it because it may be a one and done. Hopefully it won't. But even bigger, this is going to be the start. Whether it's going to be annual or not, this is going to be the biggest start of what's to come in 2024 for WrestleFest DXB.